Title: Subweight Ableton Live 12 Breakbeat Workflow with an Automation First Workflow Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a Subweight drum and bass break workflow in Ableton Live 12, and the big theme is automation first. That means instead of chopping your break into a million pieces, resampling, rewarping, and getting lost, we're going to set up a tight core loop, give the kick and snare ownership of the low end and the punch, and then create edits energy by automating a handful of high impact controls, filter, gain cuts, pitch moves, and send throws. By the end, you'll have a two-bar break loop that actually hits, a simple lane system you can reuse in every project, and a quick 16-bar sketch that feels like a real rolling DNB section, not just a loop. Let's go. First, session setup. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 172 to 176 BPM. Pick 174 if you're unsure. Meter stays 4/4. Now create a few tracks. One audio track called Break. Two MIDI tracks called Kick and Snare. Two return tracks. Return A for a short reverb. Return B for a W delay. And if you want, one extra audio track for tops or hats later, but it's optional. Here's the why, because this matters. Breaks give character and swing, but modern DNB needs an anchored kick and snare so the groove translates in a club, in a car, and on tiny speakers. We're separating roles on purpose. Next, choose and prep your break. Drag in a breakbeat. Amen. Think, hot pants, anything crunchy and vibey works. Put it on the break audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats and preserve to transients. We want the transient shape to stay punchy. Keep transposition at zero for now. Now, beginner-friendly move. Duplicate that break clip so you always have a clean original to compare against. A lot of beginners process their only copy, get lost, and can't tell if they improved anything. Keep in a /B reference. Optional, but recommended for later. Right-click the break clip and slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients using the built-in preset. That creates a drum rack of slices. We may use it for a couple of subtle edits, but remember the philosophy today is automation first, not slice chaos. Now let's build the backbone. Kick and snare that own the low end. On the kick MIDI track, load a drum rack or a sampler with a DNB kick. Keep it punchy, not a giant boomy long tail. Place kicks on beat 1, and then a driving kick just before beat 3. If you're working in 16th notes, that second kick is often around the end leading into 3. Don't stress the exact grid at first. Put it roughly there, then nudge by ear until it pulls forward. On the snare track, load a tight snare, and if you want, a very quiet clap layer for width. Place snares on beats 2 and 4. That's home base. Quick coaching note, if your snare doesn't feel like the leader of the groove, everything feels small. In DNB, the snare is basically the flag in the ground. Now we glue the break to this backbone, and this is where subweight starts to happen. On the break track, build a simple stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass the break around 90 to 120 Hz. Dart at 100 Hz. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes, leaving low end in the break and then wondering why the kick and sub don't feel stable. The break is texture and shuffle. The kick and sub get the true low end. If the break sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium EQ. If it feels dull, a tiny lift somewhere in the 4 to 8k Hz range can help, but keep it subtle. We want presence, not harshness. Next device, drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10%. Go easy. Boom is off, or very low, because we already high-passed the break and we don't want fake low-end building up. Turn transients up, somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20, to bring back snap. Then use damp so it doesn't get fizzy. If you start hearing sandpaper, back off. Then add compression. Compressor or glue compressor is fine. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so transients still punch. Release auto or around 100 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is control, not flattening. Now the subweight clarity move. Sidechain the break to the kick. Add another compressor after the drum bus on the break track. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your kick track. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you see around 2 to 6 dB of ducking when the kick hits. What you're listening for is not obvious pumping. You're listening for the kick to suddenly feel like it has its own lane, even at the same volume as before. If it starts wobbling in a weird way, your release is probably too long. Now we hit the core of the lesson. Automation first workflow. Here's the mindset shift. Indeed NB edits, movement is the arrangement. If you automate a few key parameters over 8 and 16 bars, your loop turns into a story. So we're going to create a small set of GoTo automation targets, and we're going to treat them like performance controls. Add an auto filter on the break track. Add a utility on the break track. And remember your sends to return A and return B. Now, before you even draw automation, do this workflow upgrade. Group your break processing chain. Select the devices, then group them. Now map the parameters you know you'll automate to macros. Even as a beginner, this is worth it because it keeps you fast. A solid macro set is filter frequency, filter resonance, utility, gain, send A amount, send B amount, drum bus, drive drum bus, transients, utility width. The point is you automate macros, not hunt for parameters every time. Now let's actually automate. Automation target 1. Filter frequency. Set auto filter to low pass mode. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.3. Don't over resonate. We're not making a screaming techno sweep. Just enough to feel the motion. For an intro, automate the low pass to open up over time. A classic move is starting around 400 Hz and slowly rising to around 8K Hz over 8 bars. That's your reveal energy. Then, right before the drop, do a quick fake out. Slam it down fast. For example, go from open to something like 600 Hz in about 1 beat, just to create tension, and then at the drop, open it back up. That two-stage filter motion feels way more like an editor move than one smooth sweep. Automation target 2, utility gain for micro dropouts. This is your stutter and your impact trick, without chopping audio. Do a simple one. Cut the break to negative infinity for an eighth note right before a snare hit. When the snare lands, it feels bigger because you cleared space for a split second. This is one of those moves that sounds like you did a lot of editing, but it's literally one automation dip. Keep a rule for yourself. Pick one fast edit grid and stick to it for the whole project. Choose 1/16 notes or 1/8 triplets. Beginners often mix grids randomly and the groove starts feeling messy. Automation target 3. Pitch edits using clip envelopes. Go into the break clip, open envelopes, and choose transposition. Do a pitch dip into the drop. Last beat before the drop, draw a quick ramp from 0 down to -2, then -5 semitones. Fast. It's like the floor falls out for a moment. Then the drop hits and everything feels like it snaps back into place. Or, for a quick fill, pitch up a quarter bar chunk by +3 semitones. Keep pitch moves short and intentional. One beat is often enough. Automation target 4. Send throws. This is where you get that spaciousness without washing the whole loop. We'll build the returns in a second, but conceptually, don't leave reverb or delay blasting all the time. Automate a burst at the end of a phrase, then bring it right back down. It reads as a moment, not a permanent fog. Let's set up the returns now. DNB friendly and controlled. Return A, short verb, load hybrid reverb. Pick a room or a small plate. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit still punches first. High cut around 6 to 9kHz. Low cut 200 to 400hz. Then add EQ8 after the reverb and high pass again around 250 to 400hz. Even better, put an EQ before the reverb too, so low end never enters the effect. That's a huge subweight protection move. Return B. Dub delay. Load echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted, or try 1/4 if you want it slower. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8kHz. Dark delay sit behind the drums instead of fighting them. Add utility after echo and reduce the gain a bit so throws don't jump out and ruin your balance. Now arrangement. We're going to make a 16-bar sketch that sounds like DNB. Fast, bars 1 to 8. Intro or tease. Keep the break low passed. And automate it opening up over these 8 bars. Maybe keep the kick minimal or ghost it here if you want, but it's optional. On the last snare of bar 8, do a single delay throw. That's your door opening into the drop. Bars 9 to 12. Drop A. Full break, full kick, full snare. This is where you stop being fancy and let it hit. Add 1 or 2 gain cut stutters on the break every 2 bars. Tiny gaps, like a 1/16 or 1/8. Just to remind the listener this is edited and alive. Keep the break high passed so the low end stays stable. Bars 13 to 16. Variation and a fill. This is where you do a couple obvious editor moves. Pitch up one small break slice for a quick fill, or automate the filter with a short dip and release. Then at bar 16, set up a transition, a reverb throw into a half bar gap, or a bigger gain cut, so it feels like a turnaround. One of the simplest DNB arrangement rules is this. Make changes every 4 or 8 bars. You're basically writing in phrases. If you can describe what each 4-bar block is doing in one sentence, your edit will feel intentional instead of random. Optional quick edit using the slice drum rack. If you slice the break earlier, duplicate the groove in the slice MIDI clip. Then replace just 2 to 4 hits per bar. Maybe swap a ghost snare, add a tiny 1/16 hat rush, or use a different slice for one accent. Keep it subtle. The power is tightness plus movement, not maximum chaos. Now a few common mistakes to avoid while you work. Don't leave low end in the break. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Almost always. Don't drown your drums in reverb. Use short rooms and automate throws. Don't add heavy distortion too early. Drum boss and saturation can flatten your transients if you overdo it. Add bite. Don't destroy punch. And please don't make a 16-bar section with zero automation. A loop with no automation usually sounds like a demo, even if the samples are good. Two quick pro style checks. First, a slash B at matched loudness. Anytime you add drive, saturation, compression, turn the output down so it's roughly the same volume as before. Louder always sounds better, so if you don't loudness match, you'll trick yourself.